Hi, Paul.
Hi, Losiki. It's Paul, of course. Did you ever get a chance to speak with your bank or even make that deposit?
No, Jason. I already can tell, like, this one to know, like, home advisor. They're trying, but I already make in a different card. I can give a different card.
Oh, a different card. Okay.
I already shut down, like, that one.
I see. Okay. So this new card, is it a a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
This is Visa.
Visa. Okay. Still just your name, first and last on the card. Any middle initial on that one?
There's only Losiki B now.
Okay, gotcha. A Visa card then should start with a 4. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end.
4701.
Okay.
3210.
Yes, sir.
0804.
Okay.
5159.
And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
We got 09 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
728.
728, 728 on the back, 09 or September of 2026 for the expiration. And that card is that 4701-3210-0804-5159.
Yeah, okay. And that expiration day is 09-26.
09 of 2026.
And like a code. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then code day 728.
728. Still the same billing address, though. That's perfect. All right. So we've got that updated in the system. And then let me just refresh a couple of things here. We'll get that all squared away. And then I should be able to get you that confirmation number here in just a second. Okay, so I do have a very lengthy transaction ID number. I can give it to you now or email it out to you for that particular transaction.
Email
it? Okay.
I'll
just email that out to you. And then our client interview technicians have a meeting scheduled today. So they're asking me to reschedule your follow-up call for tomorrow. If we can reschedule your client interview for tomorrow, we can do as early as 9 o'clock in the morning, if that works for you better.
Okay.
And then as late as 3 o'clock. You want to just do that 9 o'clock for tomorrow?
Nine. Yes.
All right.
Nine is the fast that they need to activate the card.
Perfect.
Account, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. So, so 9 o'clock, it will be scheduled from 9 until 10. Like I said, it is a one-hour window. The call itself only does take about 25 or 30 minutes, so it'll get you a few minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30, and of course, like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. I am going to send you the calendar invite in just a minute here, and you'll also receive a reminder email at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So an hour prior to that scheduled call at 9, our system will send you an automated reminder. Now, in just about a minute here, you'll receive both the confirmation email with our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. You'll also receive the invoice email, which is a separate email. It's got the initial invoice on there. There's a link to the written terms and conditions on the invoice email. That's everything that we did go over in that previous call. And the voice verification, it is provided for you in writing, and you'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, first of all, although you will get the confirmation email with our client support phone number, if you have a pen handy now, I'd be happy to give you that information.
Okay, what is your information?
This is the client support phone number. You can reach a live client support agent if you have any questions, if you want to update something, if we give you a call, you can call us back Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, so early in the day, 7 to 4. You can reach a live client support agent by calling 877-635.
877.
635-6225. So again, it's
877-635-6225.
Correct, yeah. So
what's the name?
This is for client support. It's staffed by several people.
Anybody
who's available when that call comes in will be able to take the call. Everyone will have
access. This is a number if I need something, yeah?
Yeah, if you have any questions or if you receive a phone call from us and you miss the call, then you can call back that number. So it's 877-635-6225, and then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent.
Extension 1, yeah?
Yeah, extension 1. And then, like I said, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You can email 24/7, of course, the email address.
Monday to Friday.
7 to 4.
7 to 4.
You can email, of course, 24/7, any time of the day, any day of the week. You can send us an email. They will follow up with you within the next business day if you email them.
Okay.
Email address is support@localsplash.com.
At local
splash.com.
Splash.
Yeah. So
S-P-L-A-S-H, yeah?
Yeah, .com. Yeah, local like your local area, splash like a splash of water. Of course, it is to reach client support, so it's simply
support.
localsplash.com. Perfect, yeah. You'll receive it even by email, like I said, in the next minute. You'll also receive that additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You'll receive that link as well by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails are sent out in bulk kind of every couple of minutes, you might receive that invoice text before you receive the email itself. Now, when you receive either the Local Splash initial invoice email or the text, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there.
Okay.
But other than that, you're almost all squared away here on my end.
Yes.
And I will make sure that we resend the updated calendar invite for the client interview, which will be scheduled for tomorrow at 9. Now, did you receive either the Local Splash initial invoice email or the text message, or both?
Okay. Nice.
You should have gotten actually a couple of emails. Our system sends out the welcome email. I did also email you the receipt with the transaction ID, and then it should have...
Yeah, I see this one, they have a barcode on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see this one, this all like this one, Local Splash.
Is there one that says Local Splash initial invoice? If you click on the email itself, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then in the body of the email...
Yeah, I see invoice.
Yeah. In the body of the email itself, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, that is...
more option, more detail.
Uh-huh. Is there a... where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms? Or a text message that went out as well?
This invite, I can see maybe this. Oh, there's another email right here. So this one, they have access your dashboard.
Yeah, your client dashboard.
Number. Yeah. And so, what is something you said to click?
I'm not sure if you're on the right email. The one that has the Local Splash initial invoice at the bottom of it, it's got the invoice. And
yeah,
then,
I see the invoice on the bottom.
Okay. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and click here is in blue. That's hyperlinked. So click right on where it says, please click here, the click here part.
Yeah, I can looking for another one, maybe the different. This one is go phone number. Welcome to Local Express. I can see like a blue one. Oh, I see a lot of. Oh, they see click here. Click here.
Yeah, so if you click on the click here, right,
yeah.
Click on the click here, and then it opens up the Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then on the left side, it says services, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see the sign, right?
Yeah, at the bottom, we just need you, above the long line, there's also a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. Click on that box.
Oh, yeah, I click on, there's only one box.
Just the one box, yeah.
And
just that only one box.
I click it.
Just above the line. And then your name as it appears, you can copy and paste it or type it in. It is case sensitive, so the L and P capitalized, and of course with the one space just in between, not a space before it or after it. But once you have your name in that long box with the arrow pointing towards it, click the box below it that says confirm signature. Now that does a couple of things. It of course lets us know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we reduce both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee. And then
click and confirm.
Yeah, click on the I certify part, put your first and last name in that box, and then click on the confirm. That's going to allow us also to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent.
Yeah, now
so
I see like a CNN and password.
Yeah, it should be asking you for the username and the password. Now, first, don't worry about trying to put your username in right now. The terms and conditions are coming directly from...
Just leave it, yeah?
Yeah, just leave it for now.
Okay.
Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, so it's asking you to log into your account. I think if you were able to actually put in a username and a password, it would in fact give you an error message because you're tracking system has not been created yet. Neither has the password, but in the next couple of days, you'll get your username and password texted out to you and emailed out to you as well. I can give you the username, but like I said, there's not yet a password, and you certainly don't have to try to put it in right now anyway.
Yeah.
But the username, just for your future reference, and it was sent out to you by way of that calendar invite, it's your phone number with the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the number 425-999-5947. That will always be your username. You'll get a default password that you can use to access your tracking system, and then if you like, you can update your password once you're inside there. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. We do have that client interview rescheduled then for 9 o'clock tomorrow. It will be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call, but I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Looking forward, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. It is Thursday before the start of a holiday weekend. So you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll give you that phone call tomorrow, but it's coming from someone from our interview team. So you enjoy the rest of the day, and you have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you, Bob.
Awesome. Real pleasure speaking with you, Lasike. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.